Just one or two points, general points, not general rather, but particular. And that is, especially for the imams and those who are khatibs and imams, a few points which we have learned over the years of making imamate for many years, alhamdulillah. And also what we have learned from our akabir and our aslaf. Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazl, we had the opportunity to stay with and be in the environment, namaz, Ramzan, of those people which perhaps many of you have not seen also. And this year, Allah's fazl and karam, this old man appreciate what he had, what he has seen and what he's transmitting to you. Today you will find very few who have been at this, who have been in those environments of Deoband, Saharanpur, with Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakaria sahab, Mufti Mahdi Hassan sahab, Mufti Mahmood sahab, in detail for long. There are very few left. And most of them also are not public figures. They just secluded on their own. Allah put us in a public show, so we are in a public show yet. And so we are informing you what we have seen. And in our opinion, my opinion, and what I have seen and what I have gathered from our buzurgs, the ta'amul, the practice of our akabir, has got great, great weight in our heart. What they practice, because we are convinced their knowledge is so great, and their love for deen, and love for sunnat, and love for shariat, unmatched. So therefore, their ta'amul, their practice is very great. And this we can understand, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, his whole mazhab, the Maliki mazhab, is based on the ta'amul of Ahle Medina, the practice of the people of Medina. And to explain that a little bit more, with regard to dua after namaz, whether there should be dua after farz namaz, like Salafis say, no dua. We make dua. So there were, and in our ulama, great ulama, there were also the two opinions. And this thing was becoming uneasy in the community, that people say, one alim say this, one alim say this, and great, both of them very great alim. So some ulama in between organized a, like a debate, a discussion. Let them discuss it amongst themselves, in the open. And we come to one thing, so the public, it is not confused. So they arranged this. So, from the first alim, great mufti also, he said that, see, this other alim is also a great alim, I respect him, and they were friends, and they respected one. They had different views, but they respected and accommodated one another. It is very possible, by the strength and power of his knowledge, in this discussion, he overpowers me. And I will have to admit and accept, because he has overpowered me. But what I saw my elders doing, even if he overpowers me, I cannot give that up. What I saw my elders and such great people, what their ta'amul and their practice was, I will not be able to give it up. Then that other alim spoke, and he also said that such great people's names and their practice and their talks will be brought. If I say one word against them, I fear my iman is at stake. So he also withdrew, so there was no debate. And they just agreed to disagree. And you keep your view, I keep my view, when we are friends, and we carry on, no problem. So this is when, and also with regard to debate, another point comes to mind. Imam Malik rahmatullahi, somebody wanted to debate with him. He said, I'm not prepared to debate. He said, in a debate, it is very possible you, by your sharpness of your brain, and the way you present your arguments, though I know I'm on the right, but I might not have answers for you. And you win the debate. And the object of a debate is, who wins the debate, the other one must agree to his view. So I might agree with you, alright, we both agree. Tomorrow somebody else might come, who is even more sharper than you in his arguments and his presentation of the case. Like lawyers, you have some lawyers, how they present the case. So he will come with a different view. Then both of us will have to agree to him. And where are we going to end up? We're going to be rolling stones. We won't end up anywhere. What we are convinced is right, That is what we stay on. And Allah gave us the right. So in the light of Alhamdulillah, what we saw, especially as I said, for our imams and our khatibs, etc., when we perform namaz, this is what we have seen. Firstly, performing of namaz is not a qiraat jalsa. Some imams, Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Medina Sharif, he should say, don't let qaris perform namaz. Because they can't stop from the qiraat. They think it's a qiraat jalsa. And usually if you have a visiting qari, he has to show that I'm a qari. And the object is namaz. The object is not that you're a qari and you have to show it to the public you're a qari. But he has to read in such a way that the people didn't make me nothing for nothing, imam. They want my qiraat must be shown. I'm a qari. So therefore, and namaz is the object, not qiraat. Just like, for example, you have a jalsa, qiraat jalsa, for example. And they have a little talk also of one alim. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, you have a talk. Now that alim must also understand, yeah, my greatness is not the object. The qiraat jalsa is the object. And not that he exceeds his time and he goes from 10 minutes to half an hour. They've got the other agenda. They have to finish their thing. They didn't call you to show who you are and what your knowledge is. They called you just to encourage about the qiraat jalsa. So these things are very important. At one time, in one place, a great, great alim was there from another country and he was given half an hour for Jummah Bayan. Now they adjusted it. They started a bit early and going to give him a few minutes extra. Now he is a great alim, but he, in his right, he's great. In his circles, he's great. Not in everyone's eyes. Other people never heard his name. They don't know him. He's a nobody in their eyes. He came 20 minutes late and he still took his half an hour. And Juma and people became so edgy. So it has a very negative and a very sour taste after that. So we should consider that it's very important if we go to a jalsa and for some reason delaying the jalsa. They told you 1 hour bayan, but they are delayed by half an hour. Now don't still force and take your 1 hour. You compromise also. Your 1 hour, make it 35 minutes, 40 minutes, give them 20 minutes to catch up on the time, etc. Not that I was given 1 hour, I'm going to take my 1 hour. This consideration is very, very important. So in namaz, the standard reading, qiraat is different reading. And some people, they even make their qiraat and even make their namaz a drama show. All the styles, the way they take it out. In a qiraat, normally, alright, you are allowed all the 7 qiraats, you are reading in those qiraats, which we are not aware, we bring them alive. So some of our great ulama are not up for that also. And they say, just read Quran, plain and simple. The qiraat that we know, just read it in there. Today we find small, small children mixing up the qiraat. People also. Everyone is reading. He doesn't know one rule about it. You saw the doctor operating, you also took the knife and you started with your little brother. Qurbani time, you saw people making Qurbani, you also took the knife on your little brother. These things have happened. So don't just copy everything. Monkey see, monkey do, and monkey gets in trouble too. So don't just copy everything and you get into trouble. So qiraat is different thing. You want to show your style. You want to read your pace. You want to read things. That is, qiraat is different. Don't bring qiraat into namaz. Namaz is namaz. Just like a jalsa is jalsa. Don't bring your other show into the jalsa, etc. Understand for what? That person will be very liked and very accepted. And a person who wants to just promote and project his own image, he is disliked by people. And for namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who took long in namaz. For jamaat namaz, only how much is required. And otherwise, your own namaz then read as long. But also commonly it is found, those who make wrong, long qiraat in namaz, then their own other namaz, sunnats, nafils, very, very short. Yeah, long, but there then it's very short. So afterwards, whatever you want to read long, carry on. So the standard reading, which is not qiraat reading, which is namaz reading, is in maghrib namaz, which is a short namaz, that is a standard. Then isha namaz, put a little bit more speed compared to the maghrib. That is a bit longer reading there. Fajr, even more speed. Not very fast, but even more speed compared to your Maghrib and compared to your Isha, because Fajr is even longer. So you put more speed there. Juma, the speed is like Isha. Eid namaz, the speed is like Isha namaz. How you make your Isha like that, which should be a little bit faster than your Maghrib. That is, and Taraweeh, all our Akabir, whoever made Maulana Thanvi rahmatullahi, people have recorded, his Taraweeh was not at express speed, but it wasn't a normal speed, it was moving. Taraweeh is the object. Get a chair for doctor. No. Oh, sit on the side there, doctor. Sit, be comfortable. Now, as our Buzurgs, they see the comfort of a person, that is important. So, Taraweeh is a more faster speed. Not so much also, like mashallah, Maulana Isa Badat read. Who read after Maulana Isa Badat? Maulana Muhammad Akbar Ali. That speed, where the huruf are very clear also, the zabar zairs are clear, and it's moving. And also not qiraat, where in Taraweeh, you start crying and you're taking long, etc. No, there the people, and we mustn't be the cause that people come 3 nights Taraweeh after that they stay at home. Because we're taking too long. Or people make 8 rakats and they go away. They get tired. No, make your Taraweeh such a way that the people stay for the Taraweeh. And then also you're reasonable, not too fast, not too slow in tashahud between the 4 rakats. Not too much time also, and not too little time also. Don't let it be, nobody must get the feeling is an express train going. And nobody must be get a feeling is a local train, slow train, stopping every station and standing long at every station. No, just that in between. And Taraweeh has to move. In that way, people will enjoy Taraweeh. And they will look forward to it. Then people won't want 8 rakats Taraweeh. And people won't want to stay at home and not make Taraweeh or something like that. So these are very, very important things to note. And this is what we gained over the years from our experience. You won't get this in any kitab. In any kitab, you won't get it. And this is not also just based on our own thing, but what we saw our great, great Akabir and our Aslaf doing. And we saw that how they performed the Taraweeh of Saharanpur, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah, Taraweeh of Deoband we saw, Taraweeh of other places we saw, and also Fajr in Ramzan. In the kitabs you will read, long qiraat. But the Ta'amul, in fact in Deoband, the Mufti of Deoband, Mufti Nizamuddin, told one of the Imams who was reading long, this was a bit just to make him understand, he said you must read Wal Asrin Inna Atina, in Fajr. Of course, not so short, but he was reading too long, and some people, it just doesn't register. No matter how many times you tell them, it doesn't register. Maulana Zubair was reading making the zikr. There was one correction that was needed. I made it immediately. He corrected it. Other people, you make corrections, but still, the tail of the dog, 12 years in the hole. When you took it out, it's still crooked. It just doesn't want to become straight. So some people are like that. But some people, mashallah, they immediately respond. So if these things the imams keep in mind, they'll do themselves a favor. They will do the ummah a favor. And this is what is our akabir and our slav tariqah. Allah give us all tawfiq.